You're listening to Blue Collar CEO, the podcast that's all about helping you build a better, more profitable, and more sustainable home service business. Each week, we'll cover a different topic that will help enable your company to move forward to success. And here's your host, Ryan Redding.
What is up, Blue Collar CEOs? It's Ryan, and it's great to be with you today. Coming at you with a conversation that I gotta tell you is kind of the first I've had, because we're gonna be talking with someone who literally started studying physics before he became a master plumber. Immigrated from Europe, started his business 15 years ago, and is doing some really interesting things with how he's doing service agreements to get long-term, high-value, lifetime customers. We're gonna be talking about a lot of things, about how to hire, but one of the things I want you to especially pay attention to is what he starts talking about with how he's doing lifetime warranties on lots of the products that he sells. Let's get going. All right, Conrad, I am really glad you were able to take the time, join us today. For those maybe who don't yet know who you are, let's just start there. Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Konrad Orzechowski. Most people never cannot pronounce my last name, then I usually say Konrad. Some people, they call me Mr. K. I'm the owner of K Plumbing Services. I'm based in Lexington, South Carolina. I'm just trying to make a living and create a good environment to other people to work for me. That's pretty much it. I'm a big thing about me. I was not born in the States. I'm actually an immigrant. I was born in Poland. I'm a European.
That's awesome. Good for you.
And I moved to South Carolina, to be exact, 19 years ago, and I found this my home.
When you came to the States 19 years ago, were you a plumber in Poland, or did you pick up the trades after you moved to the United States?
This is actually a funny story, you know, because my father is a plumber, and I grew up in the plumbing industry. My father has a plumbing business in Europe, in Poland. And when I was a teenager, I tried to help him around and work in some plumbing. And guess what? Nothing worked out. And I dropped it all together. I went to school. I went to college. I studied physics, and I decided to go into the computers.
Really?
Yes. And then when I moved to the States about 15, 20 years ago, I moved to the States about 21 years ago, and he had convinced me to work with him. And when I worked with him, I got reintroduced to the plumbing industry, I started liking it, loving it, and become my life.
That is crazy. What an arc. Like, that is not like the direct line that people would expect, you know, like, oh, you start there and then you go there. Like, no, I'm going to go to college for physics. Then I'm going to move to a different country. Then I'm going to learn a trade.
Well, blame my wife right now why we have moved to the States altogether, because that was her idea. But you know what? Overall, I don't regret it. I think my life is a great story, and I can share it. My wife is a good talk about with a lot of people, because what I do and how I do it and how I approach my life, I have a lot of stories to tell. I'm probably going to get older, and the only thing I'm going to be doing is sitting with my grandchildren and telling the stories of my life. And it's going to be like, I can write so many books about it. It's unbelievable.
That's awesome. And your wife also works in the business with you, right?
This was the case for many, many years, and we have one of our kids. I'm a father of three, and we have some problems with my son. He got some health problems, and that was the time when she left as a manager from the business, and she had to homeschool them and stuff like that. But that was about 8 years ago. She's a big support of what I do and how I do it. I miss her in the office, because when she left, I had to hire two people to replace her, because she was
so good
what she was doing. But it's been years after that, and I create a great team of people I work with, and I'm hoping we're doing a great job.
And you guys are primarily do plumbing, but one of the things that's kind of important to you is, like, you build at new HVAC divisions. You focus a lot on service contracts and providing membership for your customers. Why, Why do you find that service contracts are so important for the way that you're building your business?
Why the service contracts create great opportunity. I believe it creates great opportunity for our customers to be much bigger part of something that they can be part of our company. They pay a small fee to be part of it, and at the same time they can get the benefits. The perspective of our perspective is we have a bulldoze relationships that people pay for. And when they pay for something, they rather use us than anybody else in the industry when they have some problems. We see a tendency, and you know, I know the industry standards are different, but we have week to week, we track our clients who comes in, who call us and stuff like that. And we see between 75 to 80% of all calls we take care of on a weekly basis, return customers. And this is
that's amazing.
It's a huge, huge percentage of people coming back to us and asking us for more work to be done.
I think some people are surprised. 75 to 80% of is repeat customers is a huge percentage. And it's interesting because I think guys would go on one of two things. One, I think some people are so addicted to needing new leads, new leads, new leads, new leads, and they're just addicted to burning through opportunities. And then other people, I think, would be surprised at how financially efficient it is to service an existing customer base versus having to create the lead from scratch every time you're running a call. Do you find that when you're servicing, when 75 to 80% of the calls that you're running are previous customers, do you find that your business is financially more efficient than if you had to replace those same jobs with new customers?
I believe so. A big part of it is when the people already have a membership with us. And as far as a membership, it's about 50-50. 50% of customers coming in, they already have a member. They already have a memberships. There's a huge percentage, about 25% of people coming back to us without the members, being members. But overall, the people, when they have used us before, what we doing, we're building that credibility. And it's easier for us to do more work for them because they're already familiar with our processes. They already know what to expect. I mean, we put a lot of roadblocks for instance, for new customers where they call in. There's a lot of roadblocks we put in as far as the dispatching. We inform them about, you know, our process, then we're going to call them on the way. They're going to get a text message. We don't do any free estimates. We always charge for the trip charge. That's weeds out a lot of people. They you know, the price savvy. They're trying to be going with the cheapest possible option. And this is now a customer. This is now a new client. They want to make sure we're not going to waste our time on them. From that perspective, I mean, I have right now six solid guys working for me on the plumbing side. We have a room for more. We just cannot find good. That's another aspect that we can talk about. It's so hard to find good employees to work with you and for you to be able to comply with the quality standards you have in place. But overall, everybody's trained the way to possibly give it up the best possible customer service. It's the standards we have in place. And if the customers we already work with, they're familiar with our process, it's so easier for us to propose to them and make a pretty much sale. Pretty much I have found out probably 50% of our customers, if we're going to tell them to do something because it's needed, they're not going to say no. They're going to be like, just go ahead and do it. I trust you. And that trust is very important.
That trust is a huge deal. So I'm curious, obviously your background's in plumbing. Your dad did plumbing. You're a master plumber yourself. When you started HVAC and brought that division online, what sort of challenges did you have building out of that division?
HVAC division is on the baby steps right now. I have found someone I can work. I was working with to develop that division. Someone I very like. He's very knowledgeable about what he does and how he does it. We talk the same sense about what quality service we want to provide. What I provide on the plumbing side, he wants to do the same thing on HVAC. The thing about it is, Right now, he had to move to Texas. He's got auto business out there he has to take care of. But right now, the biggest obstacle I have, I need to find somebody else I can work with to continue build that division. Then this is my biggest obstacle right now. I know what I'm wanting to do as far as the customer service, as far as the goals and what we're trying to accomplish to the customers. But as far as the back end about how we're doing business right now, it's last 6 months we interviewing people to trying to get them in to figure out if they're going to be a good fit for us to build that division with. And that's the biggest obstacle. And the biggest obstacle for us all together, and probably a lot of other business owners can relate to it, it's a hiring. It's finding good talent out there where we can actually hire and they can work with us. It's a huge, huge industry problem as far as I can tell.
It's a huge problem everywhere, every state, every region. It's a shifting force. Have you found any sort of success, or like, how are you thinking about trying to solve that particular problem for K? Because that problem's not going away anytime soon at an industry level.
I have not found good solution. some of you out there, they have good success with something, let me know as well, because I would like to know what the secret is, what the secret sauce. We've been successful sometimes with ads on the social media. We were successful sometimes with Indeed, and it goes back and forward. That is just, it is no good way for what I can tell. We have been successful in hiring. I would love to develop better systems in place maybe to do that. But at the same time, we're busy with day-to-day operation. I have several guys I need to give my 100% as well to make sure they develop to the best that they can be. I mean, right now I could hire on the spot at least 3 or 4 plumbers and put on the trucks right now, because I got trucks, service trucks worth about $100,000 a piece sitting on my shop waiting to go, because I cannot hire good people to what I can trust to put them on the trucks to go on the customers' houses. I will not put anyone on the truck if I don't trust they can do what I require them to do. Then that's my problem. Unfortunately, I have high standards.
Yeah, and I think to take that a step further, a lot of people are trying to solve that particular problem in different ways. And we've had several guests on our show previously. So a guy named Ryan England from a company called The Core Matters. He specializes in just hiring processes and helping contractors like fill a pipeline of good people. Nancy O'Hare Zika, she's with Yellow Dog Creative. Most people know them for like doing really cool video work and sizzle reels. One of the things they like to do is do like sizzle reels for culture and hiring people. One of the things that she said was they like to target not the technician on social media. She likes to target the spouse of the technician on social media and talk about how, guess what? Your husband can be home for kids' baseball games and will be home on weekends. You're not on the work overtime. And so you're actually, it's not the person who knows how to turn the wrench. It's not the person with the trade knowledge that you're targeting. It's that person's support system. It's their family. And she has a lot of success there. There's a company in Northwest Arkansas, Pascal. We've had Charlie on before a couple times. And they're kind of taking a long approach. Like, they're growing technicians. They built a school. They have people come in. And then they hire the top of the class that comes in. And they just kind of kick out everyone else. Not a lot of companies are at the scale where they can build their own school, they have their own training academy, and have this like 9 or 12 month hiring process where essentially you're getting somebody competent, where they know your culture, they know your processes, they know the skills, they know the people skills. Those are very few companies, but it seems like if companies are just wanting to do what they've always done, like throw it out of Facebook, go to Craigslist, whatever, especially in the past couple of years post COVID, I think they're going to have very diminishing results. Like, it's getting far too competitive. The workforce is way too lean and you can't just do what you've always done, including hiring bonuses. I think people are like doing a $2,000 hiring bonus. They're like, everyone's doing a hiring bonus. Like, it doesn't mean anything now. It's not a competitive advantage. So, but there are people who seem like that they're trying to think about creative ways to solving that particular challenge. Because yeah, it's a big problem for a lot of people.
I totally agree with you. Some ideas out there you mentioned about the hiring processes, I think they're great ideas, especially advertising for the spouses. Then I'm probably going to have to go back and listen to some of those podcasts to get some ideas and maybe hire them as well. We'll see.
Yeah. And her, I can make the introduction for you. We can actually put that episode in the show notes so that anyone listening can get it too. But Nancy does great work and totally worth listening to that show just to kind of get your wheels turning about thinking untraditionally about reaching the right people. And so, yeah, she had a lot of good stuff to say. So if somebody's listening to your conversation right now, but like for where you are, you're like, you feel like you have a lot of like these growing pains. Like you can't hire the right people. You can't get someone to lead the HVAC side, right? Like you have this high standards of wanting to take care of people and do it the way that you would, which has got you the 70 to 80% repeat customer load. But for some people, they view where you are and go like, you're in the dream state, man. Like you've got it. You have happy customers that want to work with you. You're not having to do that. Like you have a group of guys that I assume they're guys, a group of people that you can depend on. And sure, finding the right people to add to the mix might be a challenge, but at least you have the solid core. For those people who want to be where you are, like challenges, struggles and all, are there two or three points of advice or encouragement that you would give to those people to help them overcome their challenges and reach kind of your level of operational acumen?
Yeah, the biggest thing I think of is to have the vision of what you're trying to accomplish and don't settle for less. Over 15 years I run this business, I have hired multiple people and fired multiple people. The biggest aha moment I have gotten over the years is when you feel someone's not right, just fire them. Because the worst thing you can have is someone who drags the morale of the whole company. And yeah, I have heard that multiple times in the past. And usually when I let go of someone, I really was thinking this is like crucial for me to have. But he was bringing morale down. When I usually fire these people because I have to, not because I want to, but I have to. I don't have a choice. I usually find out it was way too late. I could do this way earlier. And usually morale in the company goes up and we even making better numbers altogether as far as the sales and everything else because the morale is up, even if we have less people. Like a couple months ago, I had 8 people working for me. And we lost 2. And for the first few months after that, our sales didn't go down. And I was still around the same. The morale of the company is higher because of this other 2 people that they left. I would love to replace them, but at the same time, I'm not in a hurry. We do a lot of things as far as the hiring. We don't hire a lot of plumbers they already established. We do a lot of apprenticeships, and we have a lot of people we trained from zero. They're riding along with auto plumbers. We teach them from nothing. We hire a lot of people they have no experience, and we wanted to have no experience. Then we can actually put the seeds. We can put the seeds. We can put the water on it, and you know, grow them to whatever we want them to be. Because we also see a lot of plumbers. They with experience, they come with a bad experience. They come with the bad habits, and it's kind of hard to change those habits.
I think that's really well said. I think a lot of people think that there's a unicorn that's going to walk through their doors, someone who has great skills. They don't have to be trained. They don't take care of customers. They're just going to walk in looking for a job and magically day one, they're ready to produce revenue. I think people forget that people who are that way already have a job and their employers don't want to get rid of them. The people who are looking for work, who are coming through your doors, you're going to have to train at some level. And sometimes it's easier to teach them the hard skills. But I also like what you said about how sometimes when you let people go who are the wrong people for the team, it improves the overall morale and overall performance of everybody else. So even though you have net fewer people, the people that remain are better, more loyal, more dedicated. It's almost like they became the Navy SEALs or the Special Forces of of your team, right? You don't need a whole lot of dead weight. You just need the right people. And it kind of reminds me, I don't know if you read much, but there's a guy named Patrick Lencioni, and he does a lot of speaking and he does a lot of writing, but he wrote a book called Five Dysfunctions of a Team. And one of the quotes he says, if I remember right, was like, if you can get all the people in your organization rowing in the same direction, you could dominate any industry and any market against any competition at any time. And I think for a lot of people, like, they struggle getting the people like rowing on the same boat in the same direction. Like, some people, they're like, I just need a warm body, but that people might be trying to sink the boat. And I really like the way that you think about that. I know it's a huge challenge for a lot of people.
Yeah. One thing I want to mention to completely jump to a different subject. We talk about service programs. I like to experiment with some stuff. And years ago, I came up with this idea about start putting a lifetime warranty on our services. And it's like, This is crazy. Nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to put a lifetime warranty on anything. Then we start doing this. We start offering the lifetime warranty as a part of our membership program. And this is also one of the reasons why people, they don't want to drop it, because when they pay for the program, it comes with the warranty. And another part, I even extend that because about 2 years ago, we have started, almost 2 years ago, we have started to do a lifetime warranty on our equipment, water heaters.
Wow, that's crazy.
And, you know, I know that's crazy. Nobody, as far as I know, nobody does it, but we do.
Yeah, I don't think I know of anyone who does, yeah.
And we started doing it, and it took me about 5 years to develop that program because I was so worried about the terms and conditions. And in the last almost 2 years right now, we start selling it. And so far, I've seen a lot of interest, a lot of people interested to pay for lifetime warranty. And this is it's also very fairly successful from the perspective of us selling it and to be able to, because it comes with the terms. We have to do full maintenance on it. And we do a lifetime warranty on tank or tankless water heaters. And a lot of people like it. This is something nobody does.
It sounds like a really brilliant idea. I'm curious, like, if somebody wanted to reach out to you to learn more about like how you do those sort of lifetime warranties, how you train them, the terms you do, if somebody wanted to reach out to you and ask for you directly about information on how you do that, how might somebody reach you?
They can just Google kplumbing.com and just contact with us, and I'm going to be able to respond. I don't want to give it up my cell phone, because I got calls all the time. You can find me.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. The cell phone number, I want to be, useful for all the people they're supposed to use it. Even find me on social media, like on Facebook, and message me. You can do that as well. We talk a little bit about how to reach the new talent. I have an idea about 2021. I have started my YouTube channel, and I was trying to direct that to the people in the industry that I can show off my work and how we do the work, and to be able to be educational and at the same time maybe attract some talent to work with us. And I think I stopped doing this about a year ago, but I still have an idea about doing something similar, but I have like a podcast, something similar. What do you do? But we talk about actually day-to-day operation and what have happened. And we had those crazy customers calling in sometimes, and we record all the conversations, of course. And sometimes they go, they're crazy. Sometimes we go, not sometimes, all the time we go across stuff. Then, you cannot believe you've seen it. We can, the pictures tell the stories, and we can tell those stories as well. There's a lot of interesting stuff we can share. I can share what we see every day in our industry. It's just time. Time, because I mean, you do the great job doing that podcast. If somebody runs the business like I do, and I have several employees I have to take care of and families associated with it, I want to make sure all processes, everything be taken care of. I don't have extra time on my hand to be able to do this, but I believe that might be a great idea for me to do this. I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to work on it.
That's awesome. I hope that you continue to make progress on there. And as someone who does podcasts, like it's a challenge to kind of get started, but once you get started and get it up and going, like it's really rewarding.
Yes.
Conrad, it was great meeting you face to face. I'm super happy of the success that you've had with your family, like immigrating from Europe, starting this business, building it, and taking care of customers the way you are. I'll definitely make sure that your website, K Plumbing, is listed in the show notes for anybody who wants to like reach you up and hitch up for ideas. And also a couple of those resources I mentioned about like Nancy's thoughts about hiring process and whatnot, I'll put that in the show notes too. So Conrad, great meeting you, man. Thank you so much for stopping by with us.
Yeah, thank you. If you'd like to have me anytime soon, I'm open for the invitation as well. I think there's a lot of things I can share if whatever got an opportunity. And I hope I'm not a boring like immigrant. Just come to this country.
Not at all.
I'm trying to live my life to the fullest. And you're right. I do have that core right now. I established my business to be comfortable. And this is when you start thinking, okay, what else I can do for how I can make this better, how I can share what I have, accumulate all that knowledge over time. Because my story is kind of wild. You know, I was, like I said before, my plumbing was introduced to me by my father. And then I worked in the industry for a little bit. And then I had decided, you know what, it doesn't work for me. I had to start my own thing. And for the plumber become a business owner, it's not the same thing. I had to learn the hard way. And I'm still learning. This is a learning journey for me, and I'm still there. I'm still learning every day and trying to figure out what I can do better every day.
Good for you, man. Always learn, always improve, always make 1% improvement every day. Keep going, man. You're doing great work.
Yeah, thank you so much.
This episode was hosted by Ryan Redding, author of the book on digital marketing for plumbing and HVAC contractors, and founder of Levergy, the digital marketing solution for serious home service companies. You can subscribe to Blue Collar CEO on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit us online at bluecollar.ceo and find us on Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another awesome episode. See you soon.